أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome back to Ramadan Reflections for 2022 this being the second day of the blessed month of Ramadan. You know, as with many verses of the Noble Quran, they are open to multiple possible interpretations. And this is the beauty of the Quran, is that it is not stagnant. It is not only a book for 14 centuries ago. It continues to live, breathe, give guidance, and continues to be interpreted using the tools of scholastic guidance, obviously, by contemporary scholars in every era. Now, one of the unique verses of the Quran is the one which we want to review today for this blessed day in the month of Ramadan, as it relates to the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, coming into this world from his pre-worldly existence. So in the Quran, in chapter number 26, verse number 219, Allah says the following, الَّذِي يَرَاكَ حِينَ تَقُومْ وَتَقَلُّبَكَ فِي السَّاجِدِينَ He who sees you when you rise, as well as your strenuous efforts in prostrating amongst those who prostrate. Now, although the standard translation and explanation of this verse, or actually of these two verses, I should say, they fit nicely with our understanding of the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, in that Allah is saying that he sees the Prophet when the Prophet stands. You know, when the Prophet stands with his companions in the Salat, in the daily prayers, Allah is seeing the Prophet, obviously, because Allah is all-seeing. Also, a standard translation could relate to the fact, or an interpretation could be, that Allah sees the Prophet when he stands in Salat on his own in his individual prayers, such as the night vigil where he prays it individually, or in the month of Ramadan where he would make extra prayers every night, not as a group prayer but as an individual prayer. Or the verse could also be understood as Allah seeing the Prophet as he stands every morning to get out of bed to begin his day. Now, as we said, that the Quran is open to interpretation, and obviously this verse is no exception. And so the scholars say that this phrase, Allah says, when that we see you standing, Allah sees the Prophet standing in performing his congregational prayers, or in the company of his companions as he is just, you know, hanging out and talking to them and interacting with them. It could be when he walks around the people in the market, or people who are engaged in praying and worship in the masjid, and the Prophet is walking in their midst. It could also relate to the Prophet inquiring about the health and well-being of his companions, as he would normally do, especially when he would find that a companion wasn't present in the masjid for a couple of days. He would go and inquire that, you know, how is that individual doing? So this is the common general definition or explanation of this verse. However, we want to take it a bit higher and mention that there are other possibilities which are offered for these two verses, other than just a very transparent, open reading. So the one interpretation tells us, and this is a general understanding of this passage, of these two verses of chapter 26, is that Allah is showing Prophet Muhammad, may God bless him and his family, and the believers, that there is never a time when they are out of sight of Allah. Allah is not such that he can't see you when you commit a sin, let's say, in privacy, in your home, or when you commit a good act, for that matter, in the privacy of your own home. Allah can see everything. Allah sees all of the efforts of the believers which they put forth in his way, whether done individually or communally as a gathering. So with this second level of understanding, which is a bit higher than the first one, we understand that Allah has a comprehensive knowledge of what is being done, the good and the bad, individually and collectively, and He will obviously hold us to account. Now, one of the things which we have to keep in mind as I move into another interpretation, which would be the third level, is that the verb which Allah uses, or the verbs rather, which Allah uses in this passage, are all the present tense verbs. And scholars of tafsir of the Quran will go on and tell us that when Allah uses a present tense verb in the Quran, that this provides us with a meaning that this is a continuous action of Allah, done both at the time of revelation or pre-revelation, if Allah is speaking about a past event, also at the time of the revelation as the Quran was coming to the Prophet, and that it continues on until today and until the end of time. Now, with that in mind, This basic interpretation that we gave makes a bit more sense, but let me bump it up one more notch and give us a third interpretation, which is what we want to reach to in our discussion today in the month of Ramadan. And this interpretation tells us that this verse is open to a possible inner and a deeper meaning, in the sense that where Allah talks about the Prophet and he says, وَتَقَلُّبَكَ فِي السَّاجِدِينَ, this taqallub of the Prophet amongst those who prostrate, the sajideen, it refers to here the nur, the light of the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, as it makes its way from the loins of Prophet Adam until it reaches to the father of the Prophet, which is Abdullah. May Allah be pleased with him and may Allah raise his rank and may Allah bless the Prophet and his noble family. This entire journey from the first man, and even if we take it a step back from the pre-worldly creation, then coming into Prophet Adam, peace be upon him, the first human being, Abul Bashar, until the father of the Prophet, may Allah bless him and his family, that this was under the constant watch of Allah. Alladhi nara, as Allah says, that he is one who sees you when you stand and as you go through the taqallubaka fissajideen, that Allah was constantly watching and supervising and directing and safeguarding this nur of Rasulullah, and where it should go in the lineage of the prophets of the past. Now with this third level of understanding, we can extrapolate and note that the pure essence of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam was going through the various men of piety, and obviously being planted into the wombs of piety as well. And all of the people in the lineage of the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, were all believers in one God. And as such, they were those who were in the state of sajda, of prostrating, of submitting themselves to Allah alone. We don't believe, brothers and sisters, that the father and the mother of the Prophet are going to hell, na'udhu billah, or that they were disbelievers or polytheists. No, they were pure believers in the oneness of God. We understand that there was never idol worship, idolatry, oppression, unjust character in any of the lineage of the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family. They are all pure, righteous individuals who worship the one God. Now in the tafsir of Ali ibn Ibrahim, there's a hadith from the fifth Imam, Muhammad ibn Ali al-Baqir, may God's peace and blessings be upon them both, in which he explains this verse of those who prostrate as meaning in the loins of the past prophets. So the example that we gave, that him going from Adam all the way through, this is confirmed by a hadith of the fifth Imam. In addition, in Tafsir Majmu' al-Bayan, there's a hadith that comes to us from both the fifth and the sixth Imam, so Imam Muhammad al-Baqir and Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, may God's blessings be upon both of them, in which they have both been quoted as saying that this verse, this وَتَقَلُّبَكَ فِي السَّاجِدِينَ, it refers to the Prophet making his way through the loins of the past prophets, prophet after prophet, until he reached to the loins of his father from a pure and a chaste marriage with his mother Amina, from the offspring of Prophet of Adam, peace be upon him. So brothers and sisters, you can see in this verse that Allah was guiding and nurturing and ensuring the nur of Rasulullah would be through the pure progeny of Prophet Adam, from the pure generation, from prophet after prophet, from wise man to pious woman, and going all the way through till it reaches to the father of the Prophet Abdullah, where that is now, that nur is now implanted into the womb of Amina, peace be upon her. And from that blessed union of two righteous individuals, a believing man and a believing woman, comes the nur of the beloved Prophet Muhammad and the birth of the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family. In the next phase of our Ramadan reflections and on the journey of the Prophet into this earth, into this world, in his life, we'll be looking at how he becomes a fulfillment of the supplication of the dua of Prophet Ibrahim, peace be upon him, in our third installment of Ramadan reflections for 2022. Until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.